Good evening, everybody. My name is Ali Benazir, also known as Dr. Alex. I will be your host for this evening's talk. And this is the preview call for Project Irresistible, your healthiest, happiest love life in 2010, also known as the cure for the Valentine's Day blues. And yes, very craftily, I decided that I'm going to start my next program on February 15, because that's the day after Valentine's Day. And if it didn't go well for you, you're going to know on that day. So, the idea is this call is going to give you a little head start on that, so hopefully, you know, in the week coming, you have time to make your Valentine's Day as good as it can possibly be. At the same time, I want to give you the rudiments of creating your own program of real change so you can design the love life you want versus being resigned to the love life you can get. And also, you may have noticed by now, if you're familiar with my work, that my work isn't just about dating. It's about getting your whole life in shape. It's about treating the whole person, you, as an individual, such that every aspect of your life is awesome. And as a pleasant side benefit, you will also have amazing guys popping up left and right who want to spend time with you. So let me start with what happened in the last session that we had. So the very first Project Irresistible started It ended in January and started in December. And one of the participants was a very nice lady who said she had difficulty because she was a little bit older. She was 69 years old. And so all the guys that she could potentially date were not in very good shape. You know, they were ill or they were housebound and stuff like that. Opportunity seemed to be rare. You may have also read the story on the blog of the man who said he was legally blind. And he couldn't drive himself around and therefore was doomed to being single for the rest of his life because every woman would find that out and then it would all be over, right? And I've had many clients who come in here and they say, you know, they can't connect to anyone if nothing's going right for them. And you look at her and she's 30 years old, she's beautiful, she's healthy, she's smart, she has everything going for her, a supportive family and friends. So it seems like all these people have the same problem, even though they're not the same person, right? So what do they all have in common? So the person who has all the things that the other person thinks that once she had it, she'd be okay, she's not okay either. And therefore, something else is going on here. And what they all have in common is that they all had stories that they believed, okay? Stories. And the fact is that in the infinitude of opportunities out there for giving and receiving love in the world, there is an excellent, approximately 100% chance of finding fulfillment out there for all those folks and you who are listening to this call as well. And the big question for this call, and the one I want you to think about after the call is over, after our time together is over, is who would you be if you weren't your story? Because what happens is we often become a lot more attached to the story than we do to our true fulfillment. And what I want you to recognize is that one of them is the map and one of them is the territory. One of them is the menu and one of them is the food. And if you hold on to the food, if you hold on to the menu, then you can't use your hands to eat the food, even if it's right in front of you. So I want you to make that distinction henceforth and find out which part of my story could I chuck such that I would have more fulfillment, okay? There's one more thing that all those stories that I just told you had in common. And there's a line from The Course in Miracles that I really like, which says, your best thinking got you here. Your best thinking got you here. So wherever you are right now, in whatever kind of shape you are right now, okay, your best thinking got you here. This means that if you want to be somewhere else, if you want things to change, you need new thinking. You need new habits of thought and action. And this reminds me of the story of the new pastor that I'm fond of telling at the beginning of many of my classes. I first heard it from Tony Robbins, and the abbreviated version goes something like this. There was a new pastor that came to a congregation, and he delivers this gangbusters first sermon. Everybody's like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. So they can't wait to come to his second sermon the next week. So they all come, the crowds have gathered, the pews are full, and they're all expectant, and he goes up there and delivers a sermon, and it's the exact same sermon as the one he delivered the week before. people start grumbling a little bit. They're like, oh, okay, well, it was good, but gosh, it was the same one. So third week, everybody comes back and like, okay, this time it's going to be new. We really want to see what this guy is up to because he's really good, right? And he goes up there and he delivers the same sermon again, 3 weeks in a row. So church elders get a little concerned. They go up to him and say, oh, Mr. New Pastor, you're great. We love you. It's awesome. Really like that sermon. We couldn't help but notice, though, that it was very similar to the one from the week before. And the guy's like, yes, you are correct. And actually, it was similar to the one from the week before. All three of them were identical. And they're like, well, yes, now that you mention it, that's true. And so he says, and I'm going to repeat that same sermon until you implement it. So the idea is that real learning is change in your behavior. And change in your behavior means new habits of thought and action. Okay? So unless you have that, you haven't learned nothing. Okay? So I can talk here till I'm blue in the face. You can nod your head and go, wow, that's a great idea. You can have all of Marianne Williamson's and all the books of Barbara DeAngelis on your shelf. You could have gone through them several times, got them dog eared. But unless you're actually implementing the stuff, doing things differently, then you haven't really learned anything. Okay, so what I'm after here are results. Results, results, results. So your life actually changes, so you have more fulfillment in your life. Okay? And the deal is this. If you've been doing something in a way that is not giving you fulfillment, you've been practicing that for a long time. So you need to practice new stuff over at least a stretch of time to give yourself the chance of implementing the new behavior. Okay? So the dirty secret of the self-help industry, of which apparently I'm a part of, is that everything works temporarily, right? I'm a seminar junkie, so I've been to a lot of seminars, and I go in there, I come out, it's like I've got a rocket under my butt. I'm like, woohoo, world conquest, here I come, right? For about a week or two. And then there's this like gradual decay, and 3 weeks, 4 weeks out, I'm pretty much where I started before I ever took the seminar, and then I'm looking for the next seminar to sign up for. Okay? So that's not the kind of seminar I want to conduct. I want to actually change your behavior. So, what's a seminar? A seminar is a weekend, sometimes a whole week, right? A new book that's like, 6 to 8 hours you spend with it, right? So this is not enough time to make you change things. It's also not the right context, right? You go in there for 3 days, you come out. Well, what compelling reason do you have to do the stuff that was in there? If you're an extraordinarily disciplined person and you can pull this kind of change on your own, fantastic. And you know what? You probably didn't need the seminar in the first place. So if you had to go to it, there's additional structure necessary for you to implement real change into your life, okay? And what I found is that the minimum time scale for lasting change, so the absolute minimum time scale for making a change in your life that lasts beyond the training period is about a month, okay? And even that's not really enough. It's important to keep on going. And my question to you is, if you work out for a month, are you going to be fit for the rest of your life? Hell no, you gotta keep on working out, okay? New habits of thought and action. It's a constant practice, and so is love. So are relationships. I can't give you a line that's gonna fix things. I can't give you a chapter from my book that's gonna turn everything around. You have to become a new person, and that's what we're looking to do here, okay? This is what Project Irresistible is all about. Now, as I said, those of you who have time and initiative can go ahead and run with the information I'm giving you today. It's about 60, 70 minutes of me talking, giving you pretty much everything you need to do, okay? And there's information on the blog, and there's information in the newsletters, and there's tons of stuff online, all free, okay? Everything necessary to transform your life is available. And it's far less than 1% of the population who has the time and the energy and the initiative to go out there, gather that stuff, and apply it to her life to actually affect the change. That kind of person is exceedingly rare. And it's not a judgment. It's just that, hey, you're busy. You've got a life to live. You've got a job to hold down. You got a family to take care of. All these things, okay? So because of that, I have no fear of giving away my secrets all day long. You can listen to me. You can download my stuff. You can read my articles. No problem. Because it's difficult to implement on your own, okay? And I'm not going to tell you anything new today. Everything's already been said in some form, somewhere on the planet. You could probably Google it up, okay? Which you can access for free. But what I have done is this. I've assembled a set of information that's specific to your needs, and I'm delivering it in a way that you can consume and implement in your life very quickly and efficiently. So it's boom, it's targeted at what you really need. So you don't have to go and, you know, go hunting and gathering for all this stuff and assemble it and then spend all the time, you know, cleaning it up and chopping it up and putting it in the pots and then cooking it and then getting to the table and eating it. You just get to sit down and eat, okay? And all I'm asking you is to be a good dining companion and just eat the stuff, okay? So my job is to create behavioral change in people in a way that is easily consumed and has a lasting effect. So all I ask you to do is to help me do that for you, okay? And these are what I found are the correlates of success when you really want to change your behavior. Okay, first off is repetition, as we said, just like the new pastor. My neurology professor in medical school used to say, repetition is the branding iron of learning, right? You have your current not-so-adaptive habits because of repetition. You also have the ones that are adaptive because of repetition. You have all of them because of repetition, okay? So, you know, if you want to replace the maladaptive ones with new ones, you also have to repeat the new habits. The second is mentorship. Someone to show you the new way. Someone who can be a source of reliable information, and it really helps if you trust that person and you're willing to accept him as your guide. I say him because, you know, I am that person right now speaking to you in this context. Generally speaking, you want it to be someone who doesn't ask for your eternal devotion or your firstborn or the deed to your property, and someone who does not set you up for unreasonable expectations. Okay, that's very important. Anybody who says, you know, I want to be your guru, you should follow me unquestioningly, wrong teacher, run in the opposite direction. Okay. Accountability, that's the third one. That's related to mentorship, but the idea is that it's really tough to go these things alone. So you have these Leukemia and Lymphoma Society runs that go on, you have marathon training. It's a lot easier when you have a group of people doing it. Because first of all, you don't feel alone, and second, you're accountable to the group. You can't stand them up at 7 a.m. because they're going to be there and go, wait, where's Selma? Where'd she go? Okay, so that way, stuff gets done. Fourth is advanced learning techniques. So I really believe in real-world exercises. You want to implement the stuff in your daily habits, in your life, and that way it becomes real, and also you feel it in your bones, okay? I say something to you, you forget it. I tell you, you read something, you're bound to forget it. You do it, I have you experience it, you will remember that forever. Okay, and this also gets past limiting beliefs. You have this filter in your brain's going, that's not really going to work. Instead, you say, hey, let me just try this and see what happens. You try it, it happens, boom, holy cow, results. So it goes straight to the unconscious where deep learning happens. And finally, there's positive reinforcement. You want someone to root you along and course correct, then root you along some more. Okay, so these are necessary if you are designing your own program of change. You know, you can design your own month-long program, two-month-long program, or if you want to participate in mine in the form of Project Irresistible, which starts a week from today on February the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. So to give you what these elements are for Project Irresistible, this is how I'm going to do it. So first off, repetition. You're getting the calls. And during the calls, you get the concepts, and the important ones I hammer in several times over several calls. Then you're like, ooh, he mentioned that the last call and the call before. This must be important. Then you're doing the readings that has an additional effect of burning it in. And then you listen to the audio programs, slightly different format. You can put it in the car maybe and listen to it that way, slightly different format. And they all reinforce the learnings. You also get daily email reminders, and those also keep you on your toes. Okay? Mentorship. So the mentorship would be yours truly, as well as my esteemed colleagues like Dr. Eva Selhoub, who participated in the last session. She's the author of The Love Response and had a really great session on how to really activate your own native bodily love response. It's a physiologic thing that you feel and instantly makes you feel a hell of a lot better and also more ready for love. You got the works of Lao Tzu, you know, the ancient Chinese sage who wrote the Tao Te Ching. You've got David Deda, you know, he's a modern teacher, and his stuff is powerful and radical and very effective. And Mantak Chia, he's a Taoist sage. He currently is alive. He wrote the book called The Multi-Orgasmic Woman. Okay? And the idea is that by now you can trust these sources, right? If I'm hoping that if you're on this call, you've gained some measure of trust of what I've been teaching up to this point, and I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. And in these other guys, they've been around for years. In the case of Lao Tzu, for 2,500 years. So that is the rubric of truth. If the stuff's been around for a while, a lot of people have benefited from it. That's fantastic. And I really appreciate all the letters you send in, by the way. I do my best to answer all the emails personally, and I'm very interested in your progress, so please keep them coming. That's the most gratifying work I do. Accountability. Okay, so once again, that's me, but it's also your peers. Okay, we match you up with an accountability partner, and I do my best to match up with somebody who's vaguely in your time zone and maybe even in your city. It did work out last time. There are two people who are in a suburb of San Diego who live just a couple of miles away from each other. So that sometimes works out nicely. And that way you work together and exchange ideas. And also, there's the whole pool of you who can connect via Facebook. That way, if you want to communicate to one another, you can. And then there's hypnosis, the advanced learning technique. So during the calls, we do meditations, guided meditations, and also written exercises and assignments. And all these things get the information into your head in a way that they couldn't get just at a seminar or just by reading something. Okay? And then we have assignments for you. Assignments are a big part of the learning technique. Assignments have you out there doing things. For example, one of the assignments could be, hey, you have to say hi to five strangers today. Okay, like it or not, just do it. You have to look 10 people in the eye and smile, right? Or you have to, I guess one of the exercises in the book is you have to light a candle, put on some soft music, and dance around naked in your bedroom. Whatever it takes to snap you out of the old programming and get rid of the old story, we're going to do it, okay? And then finally, there's the positive reinforcement. So you got me, I am your personal cheerleader. You've got your accountability partner, and you got the emails, and you got the calls. So we're all about positivity here, okay? If you get too busy and you can't do some of the stuff, no problem. We are only going to encourage what you can do. And it's just like yoga class, right? Wherever you are is fine. You start where you are and you build from there. And as long as you're progressing upward, fantastic. This is not about comparison at all. Okay? Project Irresistible is about empowering you. And that means helping you recognize your own power and to remind you how to wield it. Okay? And a little while back, I wrote this article about why smart women have a tough time dating. And I got a lot of comments like, well, why does it always have to be me? Why not the guys? Okay, so that's comparison. You're comparing yourself to the guys, or maybe you're comparing yourself to other women. And what I want to say is that, it's really easy to blame guys. In fact, guys, sometimes, yes, we do suck. We are terrible, or as one of the commentators on the blog had it, asshats, technical term, I believe. And you know what? You could be absolutely right in that observation, and it still wouldn't move you forward very much because, it's not something that's in your control. You can't de-asshat guys. You can't make more of them show up in the world because all the good ones are taken, right? These are external things that you cannot control. So to focus on that means that you're going against the old Reinhold Niebuhr meditation. He says, Lord, give me the wisdom to. Give me the patience to bear the things that I cannot change. Give me the strength to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So the whole idea is that, hey, what can you change right here is you, your habits of thought, your habits of action, okay? Because this is what this course is about. It's about the stuff that you can do and to focus on your power. That's where your power comes from, the stuff that you can do to make your life better, okay? Going back to the whole idea of the story, I want to remind you of this. This is really, really important, so listen closely. The version of you who is going to have the ideal love life you've already wished for is not going to have extra limbs, is not going to have an extra set of breasts that are bigger and perkier. It's still pretty much you. Okay? Pretty much exactly as you are sitting there right now. It's just going to be a slightly more informed and fully embodied version of you. Okay? So the point is, there are no external solutions out there. There is no plastic surgery, there is no new diet, there is no new job. None of these things are that thing that's going to make you successful in your love life, make you have the love life that you want. Okay? And a big part of all of this is really embracing your sexuality. We're all born as sexual beings, and hey, sex is a lot of fun, so might as well make our peace with it. Okay? It's a huge source of power for you as a woman in particular. Okay? Generally speaking, shame and doubt and guilt are not empowering emotions. And yet, those are usually the emotions sexuality is wrapped up in, especially in Western culture. So, what if you could have a healthy attitude towards your own sexuality, such that it could be a source of mutual flourishing, a real asset that you know would draw men in? And if you like them enough, keep guys around, okay? And what if sexuality and the whole act of sexual communion with someone could be a beginning and deepening of intimacy as opposed to the end of it all, right? The end meaning the goal and also kind of an end, right? People think, okay, date one, date two, date three. Okay, date three, that's when it happens. But how about that being the beginning of an unfolding of an amazing story and development of joyous, amazing, soul-enlivening sexuality, okay? Sexual know-how is one of those things that is real and cannot be taken away from you. It's real power. So we're going to have you work on that throughout Project Irresistible. And let's face it, this is about you being irresistible. And if you can provide a guy with a truly extraordinary, liberating, shame-free, guilt-free, ecstatic sexual experience, he will love you forever. And he will want to stick around forever. That is what irresistible is. Now, what I want you to think about is this. Put a price on this whole notion of being irresistible. Put a price on this whole notion of what would it mean to me to have an ideal love life, okay? What's long-term happiness and irresistibility worth to you? What is avoiding that deadbeat boyfriend because you spot him from a mile away and didn't get involved worth to you, okay? What is not falling in that same rut you did last time worth to you? Staying away from that bad boy, finding a guy you really like who's thrilled to be with you. And I ask you to do this exercise, which seems a bit crude. It's like, well, there's no dollar amount you can put to that. Because, yes, it's true. There is no dollar amount you can put to that. That kind of thing is priceless, okay? So, if price or money or that kind of thing is an impediment to taking this kind of course, I urge you to reconsider in terms of what the results would mean to you in monetary terms. Because if that monetary value is 10 times, 100 times more than the cost, then that's kind of a no-brainer, right? So, the first time I took a teleseminar, for example, it was 4 years ago, and it was actually a teleseminar on teleseminars, interestingly enough, and it cost me $1,400. At the time, I thought I was crazy because I'd never done anything like that, and I wasn't even present when it was happening. It's just, it's just a call, right? It turned out to be worth every penny and 100 times more. Excuse me. I started a similar program like this for guys 2 years ago, and it was priced at $397, and I got a whole bunch of guys to sign up, and they loved it, okay? And this is the second time I'm doing it for the ladies. So, it's been refined now. It's still in the process of being refined, and I'm not as huge as Oprah yet, so we're still going to give you some very good pricing. So the base price for this is $197. That's six calls that have already been scheduled, and there may be bonus calls that pop up, new people that I want to interview. This kind of thing happens all the time. So when new guest speakers come on board, we throw those in. You also get the Tao of Dating ebook for free, including the tuition. If you want the physical book, you can get that for half price, and you get email follow-up to keep you honest during the course and long after it's over. And the idea is to get these new ideas and ways of thought and new behaviors to become a permanent part of you. So we want that longitudinal reinforcement over time, okay? And I really like to reward initiative and also give you reason to take action. So to make it a complete and utter no-brainer today, if you sign up today until midnight, it's $177 to sign up. There's also a three-payment option on the website. And my job here is to get you to the point that you want to get yourself anyway. Okay, so if you're not going to sign up for the course, it won't make any difference how often I say you need to sign up. Okay, that's silly. However, if you are the person who needs this, then I have as my duty to make it as easy for you to make this decision as possible. So I'm a very good hesitator. Even when I really, really want to do something, I take forever and I need a reason to get stuff done. And if somebody gives me a price to my hesitation, then perhaps I'll be a lot more willing to not hesitate and get that thing done. So I'm going to tell you how much hesitation is going to cost you. Hesitation is going to cost you $10 a day. So tomorrow this will be $187, the next day will be $197, until next Monday when it'll be $247. So every day that you waffle and weave and not don't sign up for the course, it'll cost you another $10. So now we have an exact price on hesitation. This may be the first time somebody has actually measured that. So, and a special extra bonus for you, if you are one of the first 10 people to sign up, you get to come back for free indefinitely, as many times I do the program, as many people from the last program did. And there have some guys in the men's program who've come back two, three, and even four times because every time they learn something new, every time they got an extra boost. Okay? And you can sign up right now, even as I'm speaking, by going to the information page at taoofdating.com/irresistible. But you already knew that. Okay, so that's one story if you decide to sign up for Project Irresistible. Now, if you want to brew your own, we have instructions. Okay? So this is how you do it if you want to do it on your own. Number one is you find a partner. It's only a small minority of people who have the discipline to do this kind of thing by themselves. It's an order of magnitude easier to do with a partner involved. So go and get yourself one. Find a girlfriend who's also on the same path. She can be even across the country, it doesn't matter. But some kind of moral support that I'm doing this. Another way of getting some kind of partnership going, even if you can't find a person, is to go to this website called stick.com. That's STIKK. So STIKK.com. And they're actually a great little website. They allow you to set up an accountability program for yourself, right? So, for example, if you let's see, if you you set yourself a goal and you pledge, say, $100 to the ExxonMobil Fat Executives Fund if you don't hit that goal. And that way you are motivated to get your goal done because otherwise you'll end up giving money to some cause that you don't really believe in. Okay? Excuse me for a sec. All right. That was step one. Step two is set up a weekly schedule. Okay? So week one, week two, week three, week four. Specifically, map out what areas you're going to target for each week according to broad topic areas. Okay, so here are the broad topic areas I recommend. So, first, beliefs and attitudes, who you are and what you want. Okay, then finding, so that requires a little bit of technique. Where are the good guys you want to meet? Then meeting, how do you go about making sure that you end up interacting with them in a meaningful way? How do you make sure the conversation gets started? And then fourth is attracting and keeping. So how do you attract them into your life? How do you keep them interested? So each one of these areas has separate skill sets, and you want to break it down, and that way the task does not seem quite so difficult. Apologies. Okay, good. Now you want to break it down into half weeks. The second half builds on the first half. Okay? Back to step three. Now you want to break it down into half weeks. And the second half of the week builds on the first half. If you prefer to make it just a 1 week deal, then you can maybe stretch it out into 8 weeks. So you have a smaller topic that you want to tackle every week. And then fourth is you set up actual time for doing the work. And this This may very well be the crux of it all, okay? Unless you actually set aside time, like specific time slots, 6 to 8 p.m. on a Tuesday night, right? Thursday 4 to 5, Sunday 12 to 2. Unless you actually have a slot for making this stuff happen, it ain't gonna happen. Okay? I'll do it when time opens up means I probably won't do it. I'll do it when I get around to it means I am not committed to doing this. So this is a promise to yourself. Keep it. Put this in the calendar, arrange everything else around it for just a month or 2 months or whatever it is, okay? This is your life. How much does it matter to you? Okay? And as I said, put a price on it. If a Jimmy Choo or Valentino handbag is worth $1,000 to you, as I found out last week, it's like, hey, how much is it? Nice bag. How much is it? $1,200. I'm like, ooh, $1,200. You could fly to Hawaii and back 3 times with that. How much is having long-term fulfillment in your life worth? Okay? Having a date on a Friday night to go watch your favorite movie with. Having a guy who knows you like the ballet and gets tickets for you. Knowing that you're with someone who's invested in your growth as a person. Someone who can help you grow. I mean, all this stuff pretty darn priceless, okay? That way, if you set yourself up to do this program, right, for yourself, and you don't do it, then you can say to yourself, oh my God, I just lost $150,000. So why is this important? Why does this work? It's because human beings are much more sensitized to loss, potential loss, than they are to potential gain. So if you say, hey, if I do this program, 4 week, 6 week, 8 week program for myself, then this is the result at the end. If I cheat myself out of that, I've cheated myself out of something that's worth like $1.5 million, okay? That way, you're much more motivated. And that feeds right back into the whole stick.com, STIKK.com website, because you actually set yourself up to lose something if you don't hit your goal. So I encourage you to use that whether or not you participate in my program. Okay, great. So what you want to do also is you want to set aside an hour for this design time. In computer science, they talk about design time versus runtime. And the idea is that more design time means less runtime. The more upfront you invest time in designing something, the less time you spend down the road running the program and also fixing it. Okay, now that you set up the time framework, what do you put in it? Well, the Tao of Dating for Women has 19 exercises in it, many of which we use in Project Irresistible. So use them. And here's the thing, okay? The idea about Project Irresistible isn't just about you being irresistible. It's about removing resistance in your life so you naturally, effortlessly move towards what you want. So when I first named Project Irresistible, I thought, well, you know, it's a catchy name. But it's not about being irresistible to men, or at least it's not just about that, okay? This is about you. This is about you being silly, happy, and fulfilled, okay? And with the right mindset, and with you engaging in the right kind of behaviors and habits of thought, you can be deliriously happy if you're in the middle of the ocean with no men around for 100 miles, okay? At the same time, we're going to give you the skills to attract the right kind of guy so you can have that in your life. However, a prerequisite for that happening is you being that fully embodied version of the happiest version of you. Okay? So we want you to be able to remove all that resistance. Okay? So you are irresistibly moving towards your fulfillment. Chapter 63 of the Tao Te Ching says, "Act without doing. Work without effort. Think of the small as large and the few as many. Confront the difficult while it is still easy. Accomplish the great task by a series of small acts." So we're going to break this down for you into easy bite-sized pieces, each of which is manageable individually, versus tell me how I can get married tomorrow, or tell me how I can have a great Valentine's Day 6 days from now. Okay? And that's the whole structure of the Tao of Dating framework. You figure out who you really are. You figure out what you really want. You figure out how to find what you want. You find out how to meet them, how to attract them into your life, and then you keep the relationship healthy, vital, and growing. Each one of these steps, you can write a whole book about each one. There are skills associated with each one. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you actual skills, actual things you can do, actual lines you can deliver to perform each one of those steps better. Okay? So before I go on, I'm going to open the lines up for questions. So if you have a question, hit 5-star. And 5-star allows me to see that you have raised your hand. Okay, I'm going to assume that there are no questions since I don't see any hands raised. So let's forge ahead. I have a lot of material to go through and not a whole lot of time. So here we go. So first off, beliefs and attitudes, who you are, and the be do have paradigm. What's the be do have paradigm? The be do have paradigm exists in contradistinctions to the have do be paradigm. So people think, if I had a boyfriend, then I could do the things that people who have boyfriends do, and then I could be happy. So that's have do be, okay? And that is the tail wagging the dog. You start with the be. You start at the level of identity. You start by saying, hey, look, I am a happy, fulfilled kind of person. I radiate joy. And as a result, I do the things that that kind of person does, which turns out to be exactly the kind of thing that makes guys come out of the woodwork and kind of say, hey, who is this person? And then you have that kind of companionship that you always wanted. Okay? So everything starts at the level of identity and self-esteem. If there's no self-esteem, nothing works. So what I want you to do is to come up with daily affirmations and write them every day. You can borrow the ones from the Tao of Dating, or you can come up with your own. Here are some. Upholding my importance is a waste of energy. I am inherently desirable. I provide the best experience a man could possibly have. I am the sole arbiter of my success or failure, as opposed to friends, culture, or society. I am complete and beautiful exactly as I am. Now, I got a question for you. If you showered every day but then went out and played in the mud at 2 p.m., at 3 p.m., would you be clean or dirty? Silly question, right? You'd probably be muddy still. Cleanliness is keeping clean and staying out of the mud. Why do I bring this up? Because the mud is the media and women's magazines. Ads. Ads are designed to make you feel inadequate. Okay? Really smart, really well-paid people are added every day to make sure you feel like you need this shoe, this cream, this dress. And then, as soon as you believe them, they switch it on you. You're supporting them, they are not supporting you in turn. Okay? Also, the woman in those magazines set an unattainable standard of so-called beauty. I have met some of these women. They do not look like their pictures. The people in those magazines are not people. They are digitally altered versions of people. Okay? So you may want to check out the Why Women's Magazines Suck video on YouTube. So one of the things you can do to really help your beliefs and attitudes is to quit reading women's magazines altogether. 100% cold turkey. This may seem radical, however, hey, if you want to change, you have to do something differently. And this is one of them. Believe me, you won't miss them. That's the one promise I can make you for sure. Okay, what else? Sexual training is a big part of your beliefs and attitudes. Why? Because once you have real skill, it cannot be taken away from you. Okay? So I'll be giving you readings and also have you do exercises each class. Specifically, what you want to do, and you can start doing this today even, is to do PC muscle exercises. The PC muscle is the pubococcygeus muscle. It's the sling muscle between the pubic bone and the anus. And they call them Kegels as well. And the Taoists have known about these exercises for a long time. So what you do is you contract those muscles, right? And you hold. So you do holds. The holds are maximal contractions, and you hold those for about 10 seconds, then you let go. You do a set of 10 of those. Then you do flutters. Flutters are quick contractions, about 70%. You hold it, then you let go quickly. So you hold those about 1 second, okay? So you do those regularly and you gain skill, you feel more embodied, and guess what? Nobody can take that away from you. You're circulating energy in new ways, and this really manifests in your demeanor, in who you are, okay? When you are a sex goddess, then you feel it in your body, and it absolutely shows. You have a totally different energy, the silent knowing, the silent power. Okay. So, step two is what do you really want? And that's all about enlightened self-interest. So I introduced that concept to you. Enlightened self-interest is that fulfillment is not a feeling. Fulfillment is a feeling, not a person. Okay? And what you want is the real thing, not just a representation of the thing. Okay? You want a real guy, not a postage stamp of Elvis, because that postage stamp looks like a guy. Okay? So, enlightened self-interest has three words in it. One is enlightened, and by enlightened we mean you are looking out for your long-term self-interest. So you're not going for the shortcut, you're not going for the bad boy who may be fun for a roll in the hay, but is going to cause you pain later on. You want long-term self-interest, okay? And self-interest. So none of that martyr talk, none of that, oh, but I want him to be happy, none of that, but one has to be selfless and self-sacrificing. No, 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 and no. Okay? When you get on a plane, they make that safety announcement at the beginning. They say, in the case of a drop in cabin pressure, oxygen mask will fall from the ceiling. If you are with a child, what do? You put your own mask on first. Because if you don't, then you may both perish. Okay? So the wise thing to do is to take care of you. To try to take care of the world before you take care of yourself. To try to take care of your relationship partner before you take care of you is like trying to give a ride to all the neighborhood kids when your car has a flat. You must fix the flat first. Okay, I hope we've hammered that in plenty well. Number three is find. How do you find good guys? Where are all the good guys? All the good guys are taken. All the jerks are left. And what's going on here? Okay? Well, it just may be that you're going to the wrong places. I mean, if you're going to the fifth annual jerkathon, it's going to be all jerks. Okay? Well, you don't know you're going there, but that may be where you're ending up, unbeknownst to yourself. So why don't we go about this more deliberately, okay? This is the top of your pipeline. So the more guys you meet, the more decent guys you meet, the more decent guys are going to trickle into your life in a meaningful way. So what I want you to do is to add one new spot that you haven't been to every week. One kind of spot where you're likely to meet the kind of guy that you would want to meet. Okay, so in the Tao of Dating, I gave you 13 or 14 different like great spots to meet guys. So I'm gonna give you five of them right now. First one is dinner parties. Hands down, best situation. Okay? If you're not getting invited to dinner parties, make your own. Create the dinner party. Invite people. And you know what? If you have a dinner party, you have my personal permission to walk up to any guy and say, hey, I have these monthly dinner parties that I host at my place. And I like to have, an eclectic group of really interesting people. And you seem interesting. Would you like to be put on the invitation list? I guarantee you, it is an exceptionally rare man who will turn down an offer of free food. Okay? So you have license now to invite any guy you want into your home in a context where he'll be surrounded by other friends of yours, where he can express himself and also be seen by the other people in your life. And that way, you get a pretty good assessment of what kind of person this is like. Okay? All right, so that's number one. Number two is conferences. You're a professional. You go to these conferences anyway. Guess what? Great place to meet people, probably like-minded individuals. Also, if it's a special interest conference, like say, I don't know, Antarctic penguins. Guess what? Everybody there is going to be interested in that same thing. You immediately have something to go on. So yeah, seminars, fairs, conferences, all of these are the same way. Art gallery openings. These are huge. Who goes to these? Generally educated, affluent people who are into art. So if that happens to be you, that's where you can find your counterpart. Book readings. So if you're a book reading kind of person, obviously that's a great place to meet other people who read books. And also on top of that, what kind of book? So that really drills down into your mutual interests. So if you're there, just make sure you sit down next to the guy that you want to talk to and strike up a conversation, or allow him to do it. Guys are good at that. Wine tastings. Wine tastings are awesome for many reasons. First of all, generally affluent and well-educated crowd shows up to wine tastings, and the wine acts as a little bit of a social lubricant. People are a little happier, so good spot. And there's 8 more of those in the Tao of Dating if you've already read it. Okay, moving right along. Number 4 is meet. So of those people who catch your fancy, how many are you actually saying hi to, okay? And I have a whole bunch of ways where you can make this happen a little better in the Tao of Dating. And one of them is that you force yourself to make eye contact with men more frequently, okay? So you make eye contact and then you smile. Okay, so that's what you do. And if you want to do the full exercise as we do it in Project Irresistible, the exercise goes like this. You first make eye contact, then you smile as you're holding eye contact, right? Now you say hi to people, and now you say hi to all men, okay? So we gradually build this up over the course of the weeks, but the idea is that we don't say jump right in and ask some stranger out. We say first look into their eyes, then look into their eyes and smile, then look into their eyes and say hi while you smile, and then you can do that to pretty, if you're doing that to everybody, then the guys are a subset, and the guys you're interested in are an even a smaller subset, so that's just like way easy. So stepwise, you know, accomplish the great task through a series of small ones, okay? This may be scary to start at first, but once you start doing it, you're going to be unstoppable because it's fun, okay? Number 5 is attract. So how does a woman attract? And there are many ways of doing that. And, you know, I got to tell you, ladies, you are in the catbird seat. Guys there, they think women have all the advantages. They have all the power when it comes to dating and romance. Women think all the guys have the power. And you can't both be right. And as a guy, I can tell you that the guys are right. You have most of the power. Evolutionarily, we're supposed to chase you down. And that gives you a lot of choice. You are the gatekeeper. So, use your power, for God's sake. So, yin, femininity, is receptive, is that receptive quality. So, you are able to attract men into your life by being receptive. You're kind of like, you know, the opposite end of the magnet kind of draws the other end of the magnet in, okay? 3 ways you can do that. You can do that with your head, you do that with your body, and you can do that with your heart, roughly corresponding to mind, body, and spirit, okay? With your body, how do you do it? You can be radiant, okay? You cultivate your sensuality, the pleasure you take in the physical world, okay? When you smell things, this stargazer literally smells so good. Chocolate cake, you taste things. Oh my God, this chocolate cake, just amazing, right? So creamy, so sweet. Music, wow, this sounds so great, gives me chills. You see something, gosh, that's gorgeous, right? Guys absolutely melt when they see you taking pleasure in the physical world. And this is just a matter of expressing yourself. All these machines already work. You can already see, hear, smell, taste, and feel plenty well. It's just a matter of awakening these things. You do this, you become a dude magnet, okay? Take pleasure in the functioning of your own body. Okay? Heart. How do you attract a man with your heart? You know, I give this piece of advice to lots of people, and somehow they find it difficult to implement. But this is the way you get a guy to follow you around for the rest of your life. If you're willing to do this, he will follow you around. You give him devotion. If you're able to make him feel like $1 million, he's got nowhere to go because everybody else is too busy to pay attention to him. So if you pay attention to him, if you tell him how great he is, not because you're giving lip service, because you really believe it, right? Not only will he feel like $1 million, but he will grow into the guy who is truly deserving of that kind of praise. And then you can give the praise even more and watch him blossom, okay? It works the other way too. So this is the same stuff I tell the guys to do. We're just saying, what can you do in this situation? And finally, the mind. How do you attract a man through your mind? If you want to apply that yin femininity, you listen, right? So if you're able to listen to a guy and let him ramble on with whatever story he's telling and to draw him out without interrupting him, he'll be absolutely flabbergasted. Because in this day and age, it's the truly rare individual who does not jump into the middle of a sentence when you're talking to chime in with his or her own idea or add something to the conversation. Okay, so just listening is so powerful if you can do that well. And, you know, sometimes people say that yin is you know, that whole Taoist notion of yin. It's passive. It's, what is this? I don't want to do that. But just to test it out, just for me, go out and try this. Try to sit there and just listen to someone without interrupting. It just so goes against what you're used to. It's actually a lot of effort. So yin takes practice. This kind of receptivity takes true practice. It's a real skill, okay? Now, okay. The next section is on how to keep a relationship with a great man going, okay? And that's really juicy, powerful stuff. Now, a subset of you who are on this call, you are probably in some kind of relationship already, okay? And I'm going to guess this is stuff you've never heard before because it's pretty technical. And this is relatively recent research that's come out. And unless you've sought out these resources, you just don't know about them. And they're not intuitively obvious at all. Okay? Now, before we get into it, these are all great ideas I've given you. And maybe you've heard of them before and you're thinking, I already knew that. But I just gave you a new definition for real knowledge, and real knowledge is that which gets implemented, which is why this Project Irresistible exists at all, okay? So you have useful information, you have time, you have repetition, you have mentorship, you have accountability, and fun as you irresistibly move towards becoming an irresistible woman, okay? So that's who this program is for. It's the kind of person who's busy. You have a job. You don't have time to raise chickens and wheat, so you buy that stuff at the grocery store, restaurant. It saves you time. Same here. We're giving you everything ready-made, hot meal. You sit down. You start eating, okay? And the nutrition goes straight to you. Who else is this for? For someone who's always wanted to do this but never got around to it for a zillion reasons that in the end never ended up mattering, right? And if you think about that, those reasons can hold you captive. They can hold you hostage for decades, until you recognize that, hey, wait, my life is passing me by. I gotta do something about this now, okay? If you don't do it now, you almost certainly won't do it later, because that later is gonna be now again, and you're gonna say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Okay, let's say, who else is this for? You just got out of a relationship, and you're frankly a little bewildered about all these rules and opportunities and dating and online. What am I supposed to do, okay? So this course is a simple protocol for getting in gear again, okay? So it's like I'm your personal trainer for getting back in the love game. It's also possible that you're fine attracting men, but it's been the wrong kind of men, and you're kind of ready to step up. No more bad boys, no more toxic bachelors. You want the real thing, okay? It's also possible that you want to work on one specific topic and brush up on all the other ones a little bit, and that's fine too. It's also possible that you're doing reasonably well on your own and you just want to incorporate some new paradigms of spirituality and really take it to the next level. And your goal all along is to just be the highest, best possible version of you, the goddess, okay? And wherever you are is cool. There is no judgment when joining this program, okay? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step from under your feet. And as I said, I really like to reward initiative, and I also want to give you reason to act. So, you sign up today, $177, right? And price goes up $10 a day until we start on Monday, then it's $247. And I got to tell you this one thing. I really can't stand sales. I have been fighting this whole marketing thing tooth and nail for the past 4 or 5 years I've been doing this. And the way I finally reconciled myself with making the sale happen is that I have a moral obligation to get you in the program if you are the person who needs to be in it. If you don't, you're probably not listening to the call. You've had 45 minutes to go and do something else, okay? Because the way I think about it is that, look, if I've got the cure for cancer and you have the disease, then even if you're reluctant, I have to make my best case and say, yo, this thing is good. This is important. You need to take a look at this, okay? And once I've made my best case, then I'm done, and then you can make your own decision. Okay, if you don't want it, fine, but I have to put in my best effort. So if this is indeed what you need, then you need to sign up for the program for your own good. Just find your own reasons and do it. Just overcome the resistance. Resistance will rob you of your entire life. Okay? So I'm going to go into the final section. It looks like we're going to be right on time. Of how do you keep a guy? You found a guy worth keeping, right? Well, it's a mixture of things. You want to do certain things and you want to avoid doing certain things. So I'm going to start with the avoid. And there's certain kinds of attention that will drive men away, okay? You want to avoid those kinds of attention. And here, this is my classification. So you want to avoid mothering type of attention, right? You don't want to be his mother, you want to be his partner. Jealousy, jealous attention, bad. Criticism, bad. Competition, bad. And correcting, bad. Okay, all those things kill the attraction dynamic, and the guy just wants to run away. What all those things do is they curtail the man's freedom. And with every man I've ever spoken, every time I've done the exercise of finding out what his core values are, the deepest core value that a man has is freedom. So all those things, correcting, competing, criticism, jealousy, mothering, they infringe on his freedom. And to a man, freedom is life. So you're taking his life away from him. He has less life when he's around you. If you do that, he's going to want to scram. So, no mothering, no jealousy, no criticism, no competition, no correcting. The flip side of that is that if you give him his freedom, right? If you give him your trust, if you give him your praise, if you give him your grace even when he slips, instead of correcting him when he doesn't, right? If you do those things, he will love you forever. He has nowhere else to go, okay? So keep that in mind. So those are the emasculating energies. Now, the masculine energies, I just gave you the flip side of that, right? So give him your grace, give him your praise, and that way he will want to be around. The other thing to keep in mind is the 5-to-1 ratio. So John Gottman is this marriage researcher. He's studied thousands of couples, videotaped them, and within from a 30-second clip, he can predict with 90% accuracy whether a couple is going to stay together. And what he's noticed that in harmonious relationships, there's a 5-to-1 ratio of good stuff versus snarky stuff. Okay, so positive exchanges versus negative exchanges. So if you do that, if you keep that ratio, then you're bound to have a well-harmonized relationship between the two of you. If the snark gets up to more than 1 to 5, then you start getting in trouble. And think about that, okay? For every one negative comment, there have to be 5 positive ones to counterbalance it. So people think, oh, even ratio, that's fine. No. So if you can just get rid of the snark entirely, boy, are you in great shape, okay? And there's also skillful ways of phrasing your wants and desires. I go into that in the Tao of Dating in some detail. But the idea is always phrase things positively. Phrase things in the form of what you want, what you experience. I feel, okay? Not you did this, okay? So that brings us to the end of the lecture part of this call. And in a moment, I will open up the line so you can ask me questions. And before I open up the lines, I want you to remember this. Start where you are. If you're on the first floor, say, hey, I'm going to work to get to the third floor. If you're on the fifth floor, hey, I'm going to see if I can get to the seventh or eighth floor. If you're on the ninth floor, set a goal for the 11th or 14th floor. But it doesn't matter where you start, okay? It all depends on how much effort you're willing to put in. That's what really matters. And if you're going to compare to your prior self. Don't compare to other people. And notice how much progress you've made. Because happiness is about growth. If you're in an environment of growth, then you're happy. If you're progressing towards your goal, then you're happy. And getting there usually doesn't end up being all that fulfilling, or at least is not as fulfilling as the journey itself. So really keep that in mind, okay? Wherever you are right now is fine. Just get rid of the judgment. Get rid of your story. Who would you be without your story, okay? And really, who are you without that story? The Tao of Dating system is predicated on building on the very basics, and this is the very basic of the basic, your identity. Who are you as a human being, okay? And who you are, I believe, you are the incarnation of the divine feminine. You are a creature of infinite potential, and it's just a matter of making you realize that, okay? Every single one of you who is sitting there is a miracle. You started out as a bunch of stardust billions of years ago that coalesced into, the sun and the planets. One of them is this planet. And then one cell became two, became four, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, until you became 100 trillion cells, all of which are working. You're breathing unbeknownst to yourself. Even when you're asleep, you keep on breathing. Your heart keeps on beating every minute of your life. You're alive. Just the fact that there's 6 billion other people out there does not diminish you as a miracle. You are a miracle. So, you know what? Start acting like it, okay? To realize that you're a miracle, to realize means to make it real. So, be the light. Go forth and be the light. And that way, a lot of the challenges you thought you had will take care of themselves. Well, this has been the Project Irresistible preview call, your healthiest, happiest love life in 2010. Thank you so much for staying on the call and for your attention this whole time. And I hope to have as many of you as possible on the program when we start it on Monday, February the 15th. Thanks again, and good night, everybody.